Let's do this.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. It's a show.
Check, check.
Checking our life away.
Check, check.
Check, 1, 2, 3.
Check, check.
Oh, what?
And now, the Sloan Baxter Agency, creative intelligence found online at SloanBaxter.com, proudly presents another episode of the poignant, powerful, and positively prophetic podcast known in critical circles as
It's a Show.
Welcome to the podcast that gives you an hour's worth of awesome in 30 minutes or less. I'm GA, and this week, will we repent by participating in Lent? 40 looks fabulous on SNL. Sparky makes history, and who knows what else, by getting a second date. And has Facebook's founder finally lost it?
Facebook, Facebook, gotta check my Facebook.
Gotta take another look, nothing new. I am hooked, what to do, hit refresh.
Facebook, Facebook, gotta check my Facebook.
Gotta creep on all my friends
every day. There's no end, nothing new.
I am hooked, what to do, hit refresh every day.
There's no end,
it's the Facebook way. It's the Facebook way. It's the Facebook way.
Here's the thing about Facebook is I'm sure I read this 6 months ago that they were over. No one's going to Facebook. You got to be on Twitter. Or maybe it was longer than 6 months ago, a year ago, whatever. And so I'm going, okay, I'm just going to concentrate on Twitter. And now I find myself on Facebook as much or more than Twitter.
There are people that I know that say they're quitting Facebook, and then like a couple of weeks later, they're back on Facebook.
Yeah, you can't quit Facebook.
Facebook quits you. I was watching the news the other day, and I saw a 30 at least, if not a 60-second commercial about Facebook. Facebook has TV commercials.
Why?
That's what I wanted to know. It was the thing. At the end was the Facebook logo, and it's like Facebook.com. I'm like,
so weird. What? So weird. GFARC at our Toronto Sloan Baxter office has been working diligently to grow the Facebook and Twitter accounts. He's liking everybody, following.
And no, he's active.
A stalker. He's a social media stalker is what he is.
I don't know what's happening.
I can't even see because I don't have the It's a Show light on.
What's this thing on top, the gain thinger?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm not going to touch
the gain thing, but you're right. My levels are sexy.
Your levels are sexy, and I keep turning you down, and I keep turning me up. Holy moly, this thing is hard to mix. We had Grandmaster plan to get a coffee whiteboard to keep track of our wins and losses with Roll Up the Rim to Win, a Canadian phenomenon courtesy of Tim Hortons, where you can roll up the edge of your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I just explain it every time for our San Jose listeners and those two listeners in China.
NeoKungPao.com.
By the way, can you take a quick look at Google Analytics and see where we're at?
Okay, I'm on it.
We're attempting to get 4 Chinese listeners, and when we do, we get to have Chinese food. That's our latest goal.
So you're talking about the whiteboard.
I was. And we're not going to do a whiteboard. You decided we're just going to do a tower of cups.
God.
And that's how
we'll... Gosh darn it.
Okay, so roll up the rim. Sparky came up dry.
0-0.
And I just started mine because I was busy working. What happened earlier, my voice is kind of torched and it's not as sultry as it usually is because I had to do my Utah Jazz commercials because that's one of my contracts. Well, it's my only contract as a voiceover guy.
UtahJazz.com.
Some weird twist of fate. I'm the Utah Jazz guy. And I'm trying to find a script because this guy's name that I had to say from the Milwaukee Bucks, the Greek Freak.
Hi, Milwaukee. I'm Giannis Antetokounmpo. Can you say my name?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Guinness and Tat Quampo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Hopefully get easier. Go Bucks, go.
We checked the analytics, which is Peaker's job now, but since he's in Maui, we had to do some heavy lifting. And we found out the geography tab on the analytics on podbean.com, which is where we host it. It's also on iTunes and Facebook and Twitter and yada, yada. Easy to find. But the bad news is we still only have 2 listeners in China.
GFARC, he needs to do some Chinese hashtags, if that's a thing.
Oh, did you see that's the hashtags he's got rolling out? We're
people of the pod.
People of the pod and something else.
He's hashtagging
his brains out.
All right, so we covered the Chinese goals. That's off the program. I'm going to check that off.
Check mark.
SNL's 40th anniversary.
Oh, boy. Where do we begin?
I just happened to be at a 40th birthday get-together for my former boss.
It's like a double entendre.
And it was the best and it was the worst of times because great people, some good alcoholic beverages, but the giant screen... Like Abner spares no expense for the TV. And so I see all of this going on, but the volume is only at a quarter.
Yeah.
And I'm straining. Yeah. And I'm trying not to look like I'm straining.
But you've got that look because you can't help it.
I mean, what star? It'd be easier to tell you what star wasn't on
that. I was going to say, yeah, there were so many huge names. And I've just started watching it tonight.
Yeah.
I'm a few days behind. And I'm only, I think, 2 hours in. I got another hour to go.
I tried to borrow some clips for the show, but every time you go on YouTube or hit one of these links to anything, it doesn't matter what, GQ Magazine or Esquire the Variety out of Hollywood, whatever, it says not supported in this country.
Yeah,
we support you all the time, America.
The guy who made the show is Canadian.
Lorne Michaels is Canadian. Good point, Sparky. Get me Lorne Michaels on the horn. We have been fans of SNL just as long as any American has.
I've been a fan for 2 months.
You've never seen SNL when you were a kid?
No, we never had TV privileges as a child. And I've only started recently recording the series because everyone keeps talking about SNL. Oh, did you see SNL? And I watched
I'm facepalming right now. I can't even believe you.
I'm now starting to watch the show because people keep talking about it and I hate being out of the loop.
40 years out of the loop, that's all.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, oh, boy, last night was a goodie.
That was a fun time.
I mean, Higgins is there. Higgins is also a producer over on Saturday Night Live, and that's how we met each other. But great job last night. That was one of the most insane nights of my life ever.
Crazy.
Everybody in the audience, Saturday Night Live's 40th anniversary, so congrats to everyone up there, the crew and Lorne and everybody. They just put on a great show. But, like, you're sitting in this, it was great, but you sit in this, even rehearsals. I was sitting there in rehearsals. I'm doing a bit. And me and Justin are rehearsing. Timberlake, sorry. It's going to be a lot of name dropping. Sorry, I was going to warn you right now. A lot of name dropping.
A lot of names coming up.
Justin and I are rehearsing, and then I see Chris Rock, and so we start talking to Chris Rock. And then as we're talking, Lauren comes over, and then Lauren, so it's me, Lauren, Chris Rock, Justin Timberlake. Then Eddie Murphy comes over, and Eddie comes over, and he hasn't been in the studio in 30 years.
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, just to see what his reaction would be, his face, and he's just like looking around, he's like, he's like, it's just smaller than I remember it being. And it's like going back to your high school and just talking to it. So it's me and Chris and Eddie and Lauren and Justin. And that right then you hear, hey, guys, what you doing? Paul McCartney comes in and I go, Paul McCartney, this is a true story. So Paul's like, yeah, we had a show last night. We did this thing. And, you know, and Chris is going, who's on the show? You know, he's doing the whole thing. And then who comes, not kidding, Jack Nicholson comes to rehearse his part.
Yeah.
So now it's Paul, Jack Nicholson, Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, me and Justin Timberlake and Lauren. And then Seinfeld walks in. And I go, this is my comedy act from when I used to do, I did impressions of all these people. This is my act. This is my act in real life. And everyone's just in the best mood and the best spirit. And what love out there. Yesterday was just so fun. I was sitting in front of Jack Nicholson during the whole show. And watching, and we just laughed at the same stuff. The Celebrity Jeopardy, I know you had a hand in writing that.
Yeah.
And we were just laughing. You were just like, ha, 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 ha.
Slightly out of the
and
loop.
I never realized so many movies came from that show. Like Coneheads, I guess, was a thing on SNL before it was a thing on the movies.
Yes.
What else?
Like all the Chevy Chase movies.
Well, right? I love Chevy Chase. Man, aging for him does not go on well.
How do you think he feels about it?
Just the fact that that's happening. Then you go to a commercial break, and there's Tom Hanks is right there. And you go, I went over to Tom Hanks, and his shoe was untied. So I just went over as a bit, and I went to tie his shoe. And I go, anything else you need, Mr. Hanks? Before I even finish it, he gave me a $20 bill. Like, that fast.
Yeah.
Did you see the Jeopardy sketch with Will Ferrell?
Yes, I did. That was good.
Oh, man. Norm MacDonald, another Canadian, playing Burt Reynolds. A.K.A. Turd Ferguson.
Yes.
That was gold. And Daryl Hammond does a terrible Sean Connery.
I thought that was great.
His accent is terrible, but the stuff he says is very funny that he didn't write. It is so good.
He names like, he says the categories that aren't the actual categories, but they're just like naughty.
Such a fun, great evening. And then the craziest thing, we have the after party.
Oh.
So the show ends at 11:30. So what they have a stage set up is at the Plaza, right? That's where we were at? Trying to remember where it was.
Plaza Hotel.
At the Plaza Hotel. It's gorgeous. It's so fun. We go in there. They have a stage set up with just instruments, drums, mics, guitars, bass, keyboard, but no band. Just a setup in case anyone wants to get on stage and jam. Who does that?
Yeah.
So somebody goes to me, dude, Aykroyd just called you out. He's on stage with Paul McCartney. So I go, oh, my God, Dan Aykroyd and Paul McCartney? I'd love to go out and jam with those guys. So I go back. I go around and tell my wife. I go, I'll meet you when it's over, you know, so I dive in, I go up on stage, is Dan Aykroyd and Paul McCartney, we sing a blues song, and then Taylor Swift is in the crowd, and so I go, you know, Paul, I go, Taylor, come on up, so she goes like, great, she's unbelievably talented and so good. Then she does Shake It Off. So me and Paul McCartney are singing. I didn't even know he knew Shake It Off. So I was like, Shake It Off, Shake It Off. I was like, I invented Shaking It Off, you know. And so we're jamming out there. We finish that. Paul splits. Aykroyd leaves. Taylor's like, I'm going to be stuck with you. So she leaves. So I'm only on stage by myself. Now I have to MC the jam.
The live jam.
Yeah, the live jam. So it just gets crazier and crazier. I know it's a long story, but I have to tell it. I see Miley Cyrus. I'm like, Miley, do you want to do anything? She's like, yeah, cool, I'll do something. So she comes up on stage, goes over to the keyboard, plays a sad song. Right?
Yeah, it was about her goldfish or something.
Right? Yeah. Her goldfish died, and she wrote this
song. Beautiful.
Miley Cyrus, and she's talented, and she just is unbelievably great. So she's doing the song, and it's great, and I see Ariana Grande, who we love, and she's another talent. We love her from the show, and she goes, I'll sing something. I go, all right, you're great. I go, come on up. So I go, all right. So Ariana Grande, everybody. So Ariana and Miley Cyrus and me. Again, they don't want me up there at all. Yeah. And this band is just people that we just picked up in the back. And they're trying to think of what to do. I see Debbie Harry from Blondie right there. And I go, Debbie, would you want to do a Blondie song? She goes, yeah, sure, I guess. So she gets up. Her, Miley, Ariana sing Tide Is High.
Oh, Tide Is High,
Tide Is High. They do that. So then those guys split. They all get off the stage. Michael Bolton comes on. Little Bolton explosion, dude. Lord Boltron himself comes up. He does, when a man loves a woman. Does the whole jam. Unbelievable. Ariana's harmonizing with him. I go, great. And somebody goes, B-52s want to get up. He goes, like, hop in my Chrysler. It's in the, like, not really, no, it's not really a note. So I don't know where to go with that. And he destroys it. Love Shack's amazing. That's great. They finished Love Shack. I go, great. The guy's looking at me. The stage manager guy's like, all right, wrap it up. And I see at the corner of my eye, Bill Murray. So I look at Bill. He's in the crowd. And he's like dancing. He's just awesome. So I go, do you want to come up? And he's like, so Bill Murray's coming. I go, oh, now it's going to get crazy. So Bill Murray.
He's open.
So Bill Murray comes around. He's got a tambourine already. And he's like really getting into it. And he comes on stage. This has all happened last night. It's unbelievable. So it's Bill Murray. Then behind him is Martin Short and Maya Rudolph. And I'm still on stage for just like 3 hours. So anyways, we're just jamming out. It's honestly, this is a fever pitch. We're ready to stop this whole thing. Dave Chappelle goes, come here for a second. I go, he goes, dude, Prince is here. And I think that if you play it right, you could maybe convince him to do something or jam or do something. I go, oh my God, are you serious? I go, this would be, how do I do this? So I'm just, again, I've had a few Kool-Aids. Mm-hmm. So I go.
Just a couple.
So I go, Prince, if you're here, I dare you to come up on stage. That's how subtle I am. All of a sudden, the crowd parts, and there's a purple smoke, and the dude floating towards the stage. It's almost like he had jetpacks on his knees or something. He's like, floating. His feet weren't touching the ground. He's like floating over. He floats on stage, Prince, and he looks like Prince, and it is Prince. And he gets on stage. He grabs his guitar and he goes, "Dearly inebriated." Dearly inebriated. Yeah. And he plays "Let's Go Crazy."
And the whole place came alive.
Whole place.
Whole-
Jay-Z, Rihanna, everybody ran to the stage. Like
Jay-Z, Rihanna,
everybody was just running to the front.
It was nuts.
A mosh pit of celebrities.
I'm singing backup with Chris Rock.
Yeah.
And I just gotta say, and I'm still on that high. It was one of the best nights of my whole entire life. Yeah. I wanted to share with you. Long story, but how fun is that? Epic. Untoppable.
This copyrighted broadcast may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, unless you pay us.
Show you the money.
Oh, no, you can do better than that, Jerry. I want you to say it, what you would mean it, brother. Hey, I got Bob Sugar on the other line. I better hear you say it.
Yeah, no. Show you the money.
Not show you. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yeah. Louder. I need to feel you, Jerry.
Show me the money.
Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money. What you gonna do, Jerry?
Show me the money.
Can you see me? I'm over here.
I see you. Hello there.
How'd your eye exam go?
Oh, it went pretty really good. Well. Yeah. First exam in like 2, 3, maybe 4 years.
Right.
My eyes are perfect. I have no health issues. My prescription changed.
Your eyes aren't perfect because you're wearing glasses.
He said 20/20 with my glasses.
With your glasses.
Yeah.
So if you take your glasses off, can you even tell who I am?
Oh, I can tell who you are. Yeah.
Just by my masculine smell or?
Yes. Okay. There is a stench in the air.
All right.
Funny guy though. I was going to call him a dentist, but he's not a dentist. The doctor. The eye doctor. Dr. Dean. And he's like, oh, do you voice commercials on the radio? He's like, you have a lovely voice.
So maybe he was hitting on you.
I was like, no, I used to on my old job.
Okay.
But I can see clearly now.
We got to get the Love Life update in. I'm dying to hear what happened. Is it big news? Is it good news?
It's good news.
Okay. I've been stressed out about this for a week. Speaking of eating, today is Shrove Tuesday as we record this new episode.
Pancakes for everyone.
Lent is around the corner.
I don't like Lent at all. I'm supposed to give up something?
Yeah, you got to give up something.
Get real.
So you could give up flossing.
No, you have to floss every day, or at least what I do every other day. Intern Ava's here.
Intern Ava's in the house. Quiet on the set. Do you have something quick like a ditty? Something like as a transition? That's good. Okay. Intern Ava's musical interlude.
Brought to you by...
Oh, now she's going in there. Ava, you got homework to do. Have you ever given up something substantial for Lent?
Oh, I can't remember. And if I did, I didn't last very long. 40 days, hey?
40 days.
I do enjoy the salty snacks.
Give up girls, but you already did that.
Oh, ding that bell. Salty snacks.
Salty snacks?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're off of salty snacks. I'm off of cookies as of now. The year of our Lord, February 17th.
80.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for. A Sparky Love Life update. Update, 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 update. When we last left our young hero, he had a coffee date at a Starbucks with a young lady.
And nothing has happened since. But there was a coffee situation. We were only there for an hour because we got there an hour before closing. Had a really good time. And I decided that I wanted to, you know, do something again and, you know, get to know each other more. I know myself plenty, but get to know her more.
Okay, so this was on a Sunday.
Yeah.
You and I spoke on the Monday. At that point, late Monday afternoon, you still hadn't contacted the fair maiden.
We had been in contact last week off and on. There just wasn't any time that worked with her schedule and my schedule. I got night class. I got things on the go. I went skiing on Monday for a family day. And so I'm busy. And she's busy. She works nights sometimes till 9. And I don't want to be the late night meetup.
What job does she do at night?
She's an assistant of something.
Assistant something at night?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all you're going to find out.
All right.
But we do have plans for this Thursday, so I'm excited. Finally. We finally have plans.
You know, you're wrecking the show. We need updates more frequently than this.
This is the most I've, I think, ever.
If it goes well, we're going to call her on the show.
Yeah,
after
sure.
The second date, because then we'll see how it's going.
Yeah, sure.
Like you can tell she's into it.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
You're pretty confident?
We're going to go paint some pottery.
Paint some pottery.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who doesn't want to do that? That sounds like fun. She's like, how about painting pottery? He's like, you don't want to do that?
Pinch pot? No, I don't want to do that.
I painted a garden gnome a couple years ago for a charity thing. That was fun. I painted a gnome.
Is that something fun to do for a charity thing? That sounds interesting, I guess.
Maybe you didn't get the invite because you're a fun sucker.
You're listening to another recession-proof episode of It's a Show with G.A., Sparky, and the occasional cameo from an intern or two.
Before we go, you should roll up the rim because you got to find out if you're a winner-winner chicken dinner. Oh, do you still have beverage in there? That's risky.
It's very risky to do this when it's still three quarters
full. I always roll up the yellow side first.
Okay, I do the blue. And the blue, I guess, is only the $5,000 cash side. And the yellow side is coffee, donuts, TVs, and cars. That's what I heard. I think all over the crotch! I just poured...
You're making a mess! I was like, what's happening over
the
there?
The product is all over me!
Why is... Don't roll it up, then!
I need to...
Again? Right? If it's spilling, you stall.
It's all over me. I'm drenched. I'm going to get electrocuted. Give me a big chunk of that.
No,
quickly.
Don't.
Quickly. No. Stop it. Stop what you're doing and listen. Oh, my God.
Peaker, remember last time, he also wanted to roll with liquid in the cup, but you don't.
Oh. It's because it's a large, and I've only had time to drink a quarter of it.
Hello, Lily, the It's a Show kitty.
Lily, the It's a Show kitty.
Well.
Spilling, Dad, you tip it back up.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for the hot tip. That's all over my
hot
pants.
Hot tip on a cold
Okay,
cup.
Well, you're not going to find out until you hit the Facebook after this episode airs whether or not I rolled in one or not. Our special guest star is Curtis Hargrove. And Curtis, give us an update on you being an angel for Angel. What's going on?
I'm going to be running from Port Alberni, BC on May 31st to Burbank Studio in California. Over 2,100 kilometers in hopes to get Ellen's attention to go make blankets with Angel.
For those who missed the last episode, explain who Angel is again for us.
Angel is a girl I met at the 2012 Scotiabank Game Changers program. She has Down syndrome. At only 18 years of age, she's accomplished so much, and she actually runs her own nonprofit business called Huggins by Angel, where she makes blankets for sick kids and terminally ill kids across the world.
If I'm not mistaken, I caught a tweet or a Facebook post that said that you were approved by Ellen's website. What does that mean?
So I have this friend, Tara. She's actually working on a lot of our projects, helping out with our website. And she posted a video to EllenTube, which it's not very easy to get on because you still have to go through an approval process. This site is monitored by her own people, right?
Right.
And our video, after a day and a half or so, almost 2 days, video got uploaded to EllenTube under the inspiring category.
Well, that's tremendous, man. So that means like you're legit. She's looking for you. This might become a thing.
Yeah, we're hoping so. I mean, right now I think we're sitting at about 700 views. So we're hoping to obviously explode the views on that video. You can go to EllenTube and you can click on categories. Go to inspiring. You might have to scroll down a bit, but probably the easiest way to find it is from our website that Tara just created. And the website is HugginsHighway.wingsforangel.com.
Okay, it's very now, hooky.
yeah, it's very huge, yes.
Okay, is Huggins like the traditional? It came up, Huggins by Angel, and that's Huggins with a Z, right?
Yeah, and because Angel doesn't get paid to do what she does, we're hoping to raise funds for her so that she can continue to do this. Their family spends over $1,000 a month just shipping blankets, and they're lucky, you know, that we have such grateful people giving donations to help out with those costs.
That's incredible. So yeah. How old are you again, Curtis?
I'll be 26 at the end of March.
Now, shouldn't you be, like, hammered with your buddies watching an NFL game in the States or something? What are you doing all of this for?
Angel is one of the most selfless people I've ever met in my life. She never asks for anything. And, you know, you see her posts and everything's just so touching. And to me, I see a lot of people's dreams, like for people that want to see Ellen, their dreams to be on the show. Now, where Angel's dream is totally different. It's not that she doesn't want to be on the show, but she's more focused on getting Ellen to come to her Huggins studio and make one blanket with her to give to a sick kid. Because she knows that Ellen loves to help people, and she loves helping people.
This is going to be awesome, and you know that this is going to get Ellen's attention. There's no way it can't.
Well, you know what? I'm really hoping so. I'm hoping we get attention before I get on the road, but really, and if she's not there when I get there, then I'll just keep running around like a madman until I find her or until somebody gets a hold of her.
Have you checked her taping schedule? Is she taping?
Yeah, she doesn't tape in the summer, actually. That's everybody's worry, is that she's not going to be around. But I'm not too worried about it. I know that with the support we have and the amount of people that support Angel, we'll pull through this together. Everything in life always tends to work itself out.
Okay, so you got a lot of faith, which is great. And I'm thinking that you're probably right that she'll send some kind of production crew.
You know what? I'm just hoping anything. I hope she shows up herself so then I can tell her firsthand how much of a wonderful person Angel is. And then, you know, obviously share my story with her as well so that she knows why we're doing this, you know, why we want her to be involved.
If I was Ellen, I would pick you up in a chopper halfway on the journey so that you would make the taping schedule and go, yeah, stop running. You've done enough. Let's have a little talk. You
know, that'd be pretty cool, actually. You know what? I think there's a lot of people out there, mainly my mother. She's probably, she's probably going gray again. That's what she's telling me. She's like, you're just trying to make me grayer. She says, all these things I do, it does put a lot of stress on the family because, you know, a lot of family worry, right? Running down the highway isn't the safest thing by any means. I mean, obviously, we do it the best way possible. We use reflectors, and I always wear vests, and I don't know what everybody else is doing but myself. So it's a big stressor knowing that I'm going out there, wondering if they'll see me or, you know, I've done a lot of damage to my body already. Like, I've ran over almost 300 marathons in my life, and most people don't do that in a lifetime, let alone as early as I have. So,
300 marathons and you're only 26. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
What kind of shoes do you wear? I'm sure we could turn this into a sponsorship for all of us.
I like to wear Nike's Air Pegasus. I like.
Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it.
Attention, Nike. This is your opportunity to become global.
Hey, that's pretty good. You know, I would love it, even just for one pair of shoes.
No kidding. So what are you going to do for money to finance this little road tour?
Well, I'm using some of my own, like, got income tax coming around too, so that's an extra nice little, some pocket change there. And then, I'm going to use some of my money to fund, and I'm hoping to get some businesses to sponsor. What we're doing is people that want to sponsor, we'd be looking to do, like, business advertisement, sponsor our crew, and, you know, we'll put a logo on the RV. You know, show that you support us across the entire run.
I don't know if you caught the story on social media this week or not, but there was a Lacombe teacher that made it onto Ellen. Her name is Lori McIntosh. She's a grade 2 teacher at Father Lacombe School. She won a trip to Vegas on Ellen's show, and she was rapping Ice Baby with Ellen during the commercial break.
No way.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Collaborate and listen.
Yeah, so we're going to try and get a hold of her, and I'm going to try and get some tips, and maybe she's got some insight into the behind the scenes that we can help you with.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then, like, there's that 11-year-old girl who's just a phenomenal dancer from Sherwood Park that was on the Ellen Show. Like, she can dance, and I watched her episode. That's pretty cool.
And she's digging Alberta, so you are rocking, man. You got a good shot here.
I'm hoping so. Like I said, I will do anything it takes to get Ellen's attention. I will run like Forrest Gump. I will keep running across the country. I will go every which direction if she's not there, and I'll just keep running. I'll run in circles. I'll run for miles. I'll just keep going until I get her attention.
Run, Forrest, run! We're back to you!
Now, you wouldn't believe it if I told you.
But I could run like the wind blows. That day on, if I was going somewhere, I was running.
All right, like a hamster on a wheel. Here we go. And by the way, your pal Peaker, you know, his specialty is fundraising and sponsorship. Yeah. So we're going to sick Peaker on some ideas. At the very least, we got to get you some gas money and some Taco Bell coupons so you can propel yourself right across North America.
That would be perfect.
All right, man. Well, thanks a lot for your time again, and thanks for the update. And we're just anxious to see how the journey unfolds and what's going to happen even before you depart at the end of May.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And like I said, I'm more than happy to keep in touch and let everybody follow along as the journey progresses. We'll be posting videos on YouTube, obviously on our Facebook page, and then we'll constantly be keeping people updated. So
thanks a lot, Curtis, man. Take it easy, and we'll see you soon. Good luck with your income tax return.
Awesome. Thank you. Take care.
This is the end of the show, and thank you very much for joining us on this wacky episode with only Sparky and I as we get back to abnormal. Peaker should be back next week from Maui. Don't forget, I want to start the It's a Show, Where Are You Listening From gallery.
Yeah,
so send us some pictures on Facebook.
Of course.
And we'd love to get to know who's listening to It's a Show. I was toying with doing what I used to do on my Big Top 20 countdown to say goodbye. God bless and be good, not because you always want to, but because you really should.
.com.
Nice.
Oh, you know, you're breathing. You're filling in for Peaker with nose breathing.